The chicken virus. Aku. Went the masked chicken sneezing in his friend the coroner Blake Alexander's face. Thanks for that, Gabriel. Blake said angrily, I don't need coronavirus. Don't worry, I just have hay fever. Said the chicken. Careful, Dad, he'll give you the chicken virus. Lance, Blake's son said, walking up to them, keeping his distance. That is what I'm afraid of. He was overseas last week and came back from the war corona hit. He could have caught it. Blake grumbled. You do know you were meant to be in quarantine at home, Gabriel, Lance said. I tried, I got bored. Said the chicken. Watch TV, read a book. Blake said. I read Good Omens and watched the show on Amazon Prime was good, but the show ended so I came here, said the chicken. That may not be hay fever, it could be the coronavirus, said Lance. What do you think, Doc? Chirped the chicken. Don't call me Doc. You should be tested, said Blake. No need, corona can't kill us, we aren't human, said the chicken. But you can spread the virus and it kills people, said Blake. Yeah, but it won't kill me. The chicken said. God. You sound like young person I saw on TV. The virus won't stop you socializing because it won't hurt you. Blake said, amazed how selfish the chicken was. Blake stormed off in disgust, trying to not call the chicken rude names to his face. Looks like friend Blake is in a bit of a bad mood, said the chicken. What do you expect? Some of his best friends are old humans, said Lance. I forget how old he is. 1,000 and something, said the chicken. 1,100 next June, Lance said. Oh, old. How old are you? The chicken said. A little younger, said the true millennial Lance. A week later, in the local morgue, which was located a small nearby hospital's basement, Blake lifted a surgical knife about to do an incision into a corpse, and he sneezed. He ended up stabbing the corpse in the heart. In the room walked Lance, seeing him stabbing the body. He not dead enough, or didn't you like him? Asked Lance. No, I sneezed. I'll have hell to pay when Dante finds out what happens, said Blake. He's your assistant, not your boss, said Lance. Blake coughed in his handkerchief and honked his nose. I think you may have caught the chicken virus. You should be at home, said Lance. I'll see the doctor when I can see if I can do a test, Blake said. Later that week. In a small dingy little wooden office, Blake sat doing paperwork. He sneezed and knocked over his bottle of ink all over the paperwork. D, said Blake, about to swear, interrupted by from his thoughts by his assistant arriving. Auntie. Don't. How could you? You ruined it. Dante said, having a fit. I didn't do it on purpose. I sneezed and knocked it, Blake said. How could you? It is the most important paperwork, Dante shouted. It's only a few death records, said Blake, wanting to kick himself for sneezing. They are Reaper filed, not photocopies of coroner's files, said Dante, who was trying to wipe the ink off, only making it worse. Blake had a bad coughing fit. Are you all right? Asked Dante. I caught the chicken virus, Blake said. The what? Asked Dante. I caught coronavirus off the chicken that had to lock him up to go in quarantine. He was spreading the virus at the police station, Blake said. Why are you here? You should be in quarantine yourself, said Dante. I'm working from home, said Blake. Home. Home. You call this home, I call this hell, said Dante. It's not that bad and it's in my backyard, Blake said. Aren't you afraid of making people sick? Dante said. In the afterlife? No, only the dead here and the dead can't get sick, said Blake. Then how are you sick? Asked the exasperated Dante. My body is sick, so my soul is also ill, Blake said. There was a terrifying scream outside the office. Blake and Dante left the office to investigate. A grim reaper was hovering around a fear-struck man. Necromancer, what is he doing here? Asked Blake. The reaper turned to them. He tried to rob your home. Dad went in the backyard and got lost here. He's been here for a week, the Reaper said.
Who are you, thief? Asked Blake.
Nutbion, John Nutbion. Mr. Grim Reaper, said the thief, scared seeing Blake and Dante, as they were then a pair of Grim Reapers.
Lance was the Reaper, the necromancer.
What will we do with this fish? Asked the necromancer.
Throw him back in the water, Blake said. A whirling portal appeared and Blake said, step into the portal, Nutbion.
Nutbion felt compelled to do it and he disappeared with the portal.
Oh. Him, he's fine. He is in another part of town, lost and terrifies, said Blake.
He won't talk, Lance said, laughing.
Lance sneezed.
Bless you, said Blake.
They all laughed.